We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. All right, all this stuff going on in the swamp. I'm going to be in the swamp tomorrow. Really swampy. Doing something with Hillsdale College, I'll tell you about a little bit later on. They were in the news, Betsy DeVos, Pat Toomey conspiracy in the Republican tax bill. But I had a great conversation on Friday as this story broke. Well, we had her on last week, well before that, Cindy Bass, my council person in Philadelphia, wanting to remove bulletproof glass and plexiglass and the like from Asian store owners who today are protesting at city council. By the way, I just have to tell you this. Councilman at large, Alan Dom, said safety is his top priority, but there should be some way to make the windows look cosmetically better. Hey, buddy, you get in there. Let's go to, say, Kim, who operates the Broad Street Deli, Susquehanna and Broad in, if you know the area, in North Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Say, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, so you guys are massing today. Why do you have the bulletproof glass? What are some of the things you talked to the Inquirer about in the Friday piece? Say, tell me what you're afraid of or what has happened.
Well, basically, it's plain and simple. It's for the safety of everyone that's not only working inside the store, but for general public as well. Because before my, over 20 some odd years ago, there was no plexiglass. And so the previous owner's son actually was shot to death right on the spot for no reason, absolutely no reason. It was just one of those violent crimes. And once we came in, the neighborhood people wanted us to put the plexiglass up. So in doing that, ever since then, we had one other incident where my mother-in-law was held up at knife point and was almost raped. For God forsake, she had a chance to get out and go behind the plexiglass and call the cops. But without it, God knows what would have happened to my mother-in-law.
I hear you. You also told me, too, and I hope this comes up with city council because I plan, say, to write about this. You told me, and I went back and I got the document, Recommendations for Workplace Violence Prevention Programs in Retail Establishment, High Crime Neighborhoods, OSHA, for listeners. And right there on page 9, just as you told me, they recommend installing physical barriers such as bullet-resistant enclosures with pass-through windows between customers and workers. Now, this is the federal government, OSHA, recommending what you've done.
Exactly. Exactly. And when I bring brought that up to the to Councilman Bass, well, she said that if I took down the plexiglass, then the crime rate will go down. And the reason why the crime is abundant around these businesses is because there is a plexiglass, which makes absolutely no sense to me.
You know, I wish next time I get her on after today, we'll ask that question of what you just said. It is remarkable to me to hear that. It is. I don't know how you put up with this. What about our argument, though, that this is not dignified? It's indignity to have people, many of the minorities, have to get food through some carousel there versus being able to interact like they would everywhere else.
Well, just to let you know, nobody wants, no owner of a business wants the plexiglass there. And that it's there for one reason, and one reason only, is for the safety of general public. I mean, it's just plain and simple. We want to interact with our customers, and we still do, even with the plexiglass. And I'm an avid supporter of my community. So to call it that, to call it undignifying to have a plexiglass is just ridiculous to me. And that's her only reason, mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't safety, doesn't lives matter more than what a cosmetic appearance or dignity means?
I would agree. And you, I want to tell listeners, you were very careful. You're not one of those guys, and this may come up in a hearing today now. I sense there has been an edge here for some time because a number of Asians, many Koreans, that are owners and go into these tough neighborhoods to put stores in there. There's a bit of an edge here. I'm not saying it's exactly racial, but there's something like that. You've been careful. You know, you don't want to just run to that. But one wonders when you have banks, when you have chain restaurants. A guy told me about Popeyes in West Philly. They have giant plexiglass up. You can't, you know, interact in any kind of way with tellers and others. And yet Councilwoman Bass doesn't seem to be concerned about that.
Well, that's exactly it. So I brought that up as well. And not only Popeyes, you name any national, most of the national franchises, such as McDonald's, Domino's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I can go on. And we actually have pictures as proof to show today that in the proximity of all these delis that she's concerned about, they're all over within very close proximity of all these delis. So why are we being singled out here?
That is a great question. I hope that she'll respond to you and give you an answer. Did she give you an answer when you asked that?
She was very vague in her answer. And what I took away from it is that they are okay. So
you're suspect, like, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, in all regards, I think what I want to achieve today is that I hope that we are all in the same page to, you know, beautify our neighborhoods, to give back, and, you know, have a safer place to live in. And that's what we all want.
Well, but exactly. And I know what is the measure of,
you know, achieving that goal?
Exactly. And I know that you're going to keep them on point when they start to say stop and goes and all. I know that you are negative toward those that are violating the law and those that are. Some of these places, Mr. Kim, say, I've seen, I'm in the city too, and I do think some of them ought to be fined and or shut down. But why discriminate against every store like that when some of them may be violative of the law?
Exactly. And another point that I want to bring up as well is that starting from January 1st of 2018, the Pennsylvania Liquor Board Control has just passed a law saying that if any delis are not in compliance, which means that there's less than 30 seatings, which is required, and they're not serving any food, which is definitely required, and if they don't have the proper permits, then they can shut it down immediately. As to before, it was a $300 code violation, and they would have to go fight it in court. But with this new law, they can shut down these places on the spot, and they cannot reopen until they go before a judge. So with all this implemented already, I mean, I am all for having poor businesses that are not on you know,
sure,
in accordance with the law, which is fine with me because they should be doing the things correctly.
Hey, so, look, the silver lining of this is I've gotten to speak with you several times, so I wish you good luck today. And we'll put you on hold, and my producer will tell you how to reach us. If there's anything that you hear today that you think is particularly, because I'm not there, if you would just let him know what came out of today that jumped out at you, I'd be happy to hear about that.
All right. Sounds good.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.